Senator Mark Schessler, former Republican leader in the Washington State Senate, I wish he was in the United States Senate, is the senator from Ritzville in eastern Washington, has been for a long time. And one of the things that he noticed is that while Washington State has a huge, massive surplus right now, it is still intending to collect a very unpopular payroll tax starting in a couple of weeks on all of you, at least all of you who get a W-2, while simultaneously the state is planning to give out cash bonuses to all legislative staff. Let's get to the bottom of this and more with Senator Mark Schessler. Senator, how are you this morning?
Doing well, John.
All right. Explain what's going on here, please.
Well, right now it seems that the majority Democrats and Governor Inslee are hell-bent on spending every dime they can and ignoring that average taxpayer. Just yesterday, the Senate said, well, we're going to give $2,000 to $2,500 bonuses to all of our employees. Well, we have some great staff in Olympia. You've met a lot of them. But what are we doing for the average taxpayer? Now, they also increased per diem for members by 57%, even though they may be staying in a long-term setting. That's a lot of money, but the average taxpayer gets zip.
So we have, if you will, financial relief in the form of checks, you know, bonuses being given to legislative staff and legislators in the form of per diem, meaning per day payment you get every day the legislature is in session. But even though they have a massive surplus, they're intending to go right ahead and begin collecting after a couple of weeks ago claiming that maybe they should put the whole thing on pause. They said, no, let's go ahead and start collecting this new long-term care tax.
Well, the sad part about the long-term care tax, even my most liberal colleagues realize there are flaws. But to fix the obvious flaws, John, doubles the premiums. Probably more, but at an absolute minimum, doubles the cost with the same benefit. Now, who in their right mind, if they have a choice, is going to go there? They simply say, heck with it, we'll pay private. They won't stand for this.
Well, except they can't get a private plan now. They often can't get a private plan.
And for a liberal, John, a government plan is always better than the private sector plans because they don't believe in capitalism.
If you put the same amount of money into a private plan with a modest annual return, if you put the same amount that they're going to tax you on your payroll, you will end up with about 2.5 times as much money. You'll end up with way more money than you would if you join you let the state tax you and keep your money. So,
but it gets worse, John. If they fix the flaws in Olympia, which maybe they will, maybe they won't, that premium doubles. So it makes a private sector option even more viable.
Wow. There you go. That's Senator Mark Schessler joining us here on the John Carlson Show. What did you think of the governor's press conference yesterday, Mark Schessler?
Well, you know, the question I had was, how many electric lawnmowers do you have to buy to replace the carbon footprint of the governor's jet to Glasgow?
Yes.
Really, it's do as I say, not as I do, as I fly in private jets, first class, and drive a big black SUV. But we should buy an electric car, whether it's our choice or not. And if you look at the hundreds of millions of dollars that were proposed yesterday, this will happen for 3 more days in rollouts. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, what's left for the average taxpayer?
Yeah.
The average taxpayer that just doesn't want or need or can't afford buy a different vehicle right now, that is struggling to pay for the large inflation we're seeing right now.
Yep.
It ignores that average taxpayer. But in other states, they have a debate over what taxes should be cut. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have a debate whether cutting property taxes is better than cutting sales tax versus B&O on manufacturing to create manufacturing jobs? I think that would be the greatest public debate we could have. But instead, we're debating out how much are we going to spend on ourselves, our employees, and give away in green stuff.
The Republicans in the House and Senate need to say this loud and clear. And they're not saying it loud and clear for anyone outside Olympia. Maybe they think the message is getting out because they're saying it to everyone they know inside Olympia. But they're not saying it loudly for people outside Olympia, Senator Schessler. And that is, Washington has the largest surplus in its history. Time to give the people a much needed and long overdue tax cut. They should be saying that day in, day out for the next 3 months. Washington has the largest surplus in its history. I have not heard anyone say that. I've been saying it now. But, you know, the average person doesn't pay attention to politics like you and me. They need to hear the same. They need to hear the message over and over and over again, just like when you advertise a product or a service on radio and TV. You've got to say it over and over again before the message penetrates there, Mark.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I will be speaking at the Clarkston Chamber. I will be at the Lewiston Tribune editorial board and the Pullman City Council tonight at the far end of the state. And the message is going to be consistent. We have to think of the average hardworking taxpayer, not of the bureaucrats.
That is State Senator Mark Schessler joining us here on the John Carlson Show. We always like it when the senator can break away and join us for a bit, telling us what's going on inside Olympia. Thank you again, Mark. Look forward to talking again soon.
Thank you, John.